One of the newer programs that we're trying to get off the ground here, and we have had, you know, early success with, is our Reach and Rise mentoring program. We've recently hired Melissa DeMars, and she's a licensed practitioner counselor. And what she does is she takes youth through a year-long program to help change their lives. And it's a mentee getting matched up with a mentor. And we're always looking for new mentors in the community who are looking to come and change the life of a youth.
So how would somebody get involved in that in particular? It seems like that's a pretty good size commitment for a kid, but our youth, but how would they get involved with that?
So you would give us a call at the YMCA and you'd fill out a volunteer application, and we would take you through an interview process to make sure that, you know, you're ready in your life to make sure that you're okay with making a commitment like this for a year. And what you'll do over that year is you'll make sure to commit an hour of your time each week to spend with that youth doing different activities. And I know Melissa, our coordinator for the program, she's working really hard at gaining community partnerships to make sure that those mentors and mentees have something to do every week.
Okay, well, that seems like a lot to have going on for one particular program, but I know it is part of the overall shift at the Y with the wellness, health, all of those kinds of things, and that's more than just an exercise program, isn't it?
You know, it's a lot more than that. It's about, you know, growing a person and helping them mature and at the same time have someone they could lean on and respect and trust.
You're also looking at this, you know, out of some of the flyers that you've got, you know, it's like a nurture, guide, and support. That seems like the concept of the whole thing of this particular program.
Yep. You know, as a mentor, you can provide, you know, a positive and a consistent relationship with a young person that helps improves the, you know, the mentee's self-esteem, decision-making skills, school performance, and interpersonal relationships. It really helps the youth as a whole.
Well, one of the other things I know that's coming up at the Y in the near future is the annual run walk, and I'm sure you're still looking for folks to take part in that. How can folks take part? When, where, all of the details on that?
All right, so that takes place at the YMCA on April 12th of this the year, and we have a 5K, a 10K, a 10-mile, and a youth run. And if you want to get involved, we have registrations online on our website, and if you want, we can register you over the phone as well at the YMCA.
Okay, well, this is just going to be, I'm assuming, along the path to the Y, the bike path. What is the track?
Yeah, so we're looking at, you know, the bike path out to basically Presque Isle and back, and a couple loops, you know, if you're doing the 10-mile. It's a great community event. I mean, there's so many families and kids and adults out there that are just all having a great time, and, you know, all the proceeds go right back into the community for financial assistance for families looking to get involved in the YMCA as well.
Other programs, things that are happening over there, Matt, that you want to know, make sure that folks know about. He struggled to say mightily. I hope you talk better than I do. Take it away.
All right. So I want to just highlight a special program that we have going on for disabled veterans in a partnership with NMU and the Jacob Betty as well. We're going to be actually taking some disabled veterans kayaking out in the pool at Northern. It's just a really great opportunity to not only give back to people who have given their lives and, you know, to us, to make sure that we stay safe and okay. But it's just a great way to bring people together for a common cause and just say, hey, you know, your life isn't limited. This is something you could do. Let's do it together. Let's have a good time. Let's be safe. And if you want more information on that, please give us a call at the Y and ask for Matt Williams, and he'll be happy to give you some more information on that.
The kayaking and the whole aquatics and everything like that is really taking off right now at the Y, isn't it?
Yep. You know, it's funny because over the winter, you're like, there's a big frozen lake. I don't understand where you could do kayaking at. Right. But we've actually gotten some time at, you know, different pools in the community and done some clinics to help people stay active on their, you know, kayaking skills over the winter time. So it's been really fun.
So for people that do want to find out more, what are some of the ways to get a hold of the YMCA of Marquette County?
So you want to get on the website and take a look there, www.ymcamqt.org, or give us a call. We'd be more than happy to give you more information on any of our programming or membership at 227-9622.